This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Bring out all sorts of different aspects and angles of that Indian. So you have the Rosh, because Rabbi Saul Baal Shem Tov founded Chassidus, and all the different Knation that came out afterwards, one will assume were Kolul in his Torah. If it gave birth to that, just like when a person gives birth to kids and grandchildren, everything, so it's a little bit different by human beings because we have two genes, two sources of genes, but it's Kolul in the parents. Here also, whatever, anybody that you can determine, that you can say is the beginning of a tekufa, it's because he's Kolul within himself. You see later that everything comes afterwards. I bet some different variations of that same nekuda. Omnam yeshcha la'ayin b'sepech mashi kibol v'shantim tzu v'vuo kimash yeshcha b'divir rabbi pek echad ha'kol edim shafi ha'chachmak mash b'anasham. Now it goes on. So the first thing is explaining the beginning of Rebbe and the beginning of Perik and so on. And it's interesting, even though Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a certain way the end of a tekufa, he was the end of all the Mishnayos, but he was the beginning of the Mishnayos the way we have it. He started the Mahalach of Mishnayos the way we have it. It finished the door before, and it started our door. Now the Mishnah itself, yes, I'm shy of this. Which means that it's credit. It does the person great credit. So why is it important that people should be should compliment him? I mean, Lemaisa, he did what's right. It's like saying, you know, the person of Shem Shabbos. So that's very good. And also, everybody said nice things about him that he Shem Shabbos. You see, Rebbe calls it derech yeshara. V'lo Rabbi Yechna Mazaka oime eze derech toiva. Toiva is a more generic term, and why the shirin alashim between the two? V'oid yitzchav alashim nister eze derech shiyav alay ha'adam v'achaka ha'am alashim neichach v'havi zohir. So you have two different a switch in the middle of alashim between neichach to nister. V'ira t'rat zolayma ki kama dvarim shim toivim ba'atzmam shodim ois oisam v'heim tiferes el ha'oise ach enam tiferes min adam v'atzolayma sh'adam ha'royim megan ois al kach. So he's saying here a very, very interesting nekuda here. He says it is wrong that to say that you don't care what people think. You have different inyanim that we say are also because of you are. You have different inyanim that are altia min hamatmihin v'chein hala. You have a the chiyuve Torah, the dine Torah are a reflection of the Metzius Adam. Metzius Adam consists of two things, of a neshama and a guf. Just like the muscle, a person can, a kohen can be a tremendous tzaddik, but if his guf is a mum in it, he can't do the avoda. So if the Chavetz Chaim with Chas Shalom have a mum, he couldn't do the avoda. He's such a shalom bifnim and such a big person. The teretz is, the shleimus atzuris Adam carries in itself both in Yanim, the Pnim and the Chutz. That's an Adam Shalom. If a person's goof is not good, he's called a Balmum. Even though the person's Nesham is Kaddish and Tahar. I mean, certainly if his Nesham is Peguma. But the Teretz is the Tzura that's called Adam in this world is Chutz and Pnim. And B'meila, the world of mitzvahs, has Chutz and Pnim. And they have to go together. Maris Ayin, many inyanim come to together. I want to use this to explain an inyan that Chazal say that we learn when it says that Rachel is a fast tire. The pasuk says Rachel is a fast tire, and we ask ourselves, Lemainaf Kamina. Yosef was incredibly beautiful. So by Yosef, the pasuk tells me it was an Israel. can not to get into trouble. But what about Rachel? Well, the pasuk doesn't speak anything about it being a nisayon. So what's the inyan of it? So the pasuk is, it means that she was, her pnimius was nice. It's true pnimius was nice, but I'm sure Leah's pnimius was just nice. There was a special yichud in Rachel that she was, my son once told me, he was learning in cheder, and the Rebbe teached that this story was Yifas Toya, that she was very, very big tzaddikis. And one of the kids in cheder said, that's not true, it means she was very pretty. And the Rebbe gave him a big smack and punished him appropriately. But it does mean that she was very attractive. Yes, the pasuk does mean that. I mean, besides the fact that there's a kind of, it's hard to believe that if she was just a very big tzaddikis, that Paro would be so, would want her so much for being a big tzaddikis. But that's my mom was. But what's the mile of it? What's the pasuk telling me? The teretz is a house that's rotten inside and painted nicely outside is not a mile at all. It's a chisar. It's a double chisar. A house that's very soundly built and very good, but the paint is peeling and it's cobwebs, has a chisar. It needs a clean noir. And the yoifi is... the yoifi is the goof to the object. An object of Mishkan or based on Mikdash looks, it has a beauty to it. It is a davar shalem. A person whose pnimius is very good, but is lacking in his chitzonius, so it's a chisar. Obviously, given the choice, the one that has no pnimius has nothing. And the one who has the premise or has the containers is lacking some, but it's still something there. There's the current or panav, which is a mila. It was able. It means that the teichin was able to reflect itself outside. If the tzuras hamitzvah that the person does is me'orer, if people don't like his tzidkis, it means it's coming in a something about the envelope, something about the wrapping is sets people off. There are, if you take a look around, there are very, very big tzaddikim who do things that are very strange, and people don't have a problem with it. It fits the person. It seems genuine. It seems to come for good reasons. People see in him a hechakite, and people are fine with it. There are other people. And it gets people very, that do things that are tzidkis, and then gets people very, very irritated. If it gets people irritated, it's a simon that's lacking. The mila of the chutz is in the way that it presents itself to people. And therefore, if there is not, I mean, just the Talmud to Rav Bigdoy, people take in a package with chutz and pnim. The same instrument. If a person sells it, if it's boxed in a nice box, it has a bigger appeal. If it's boxed in an ugly box, it doesn't have a good appeal. So lemaisa, the tiferes mina adam is a chiyuv. It's part of it's part of Torah. So if a person does things and he says it's a derech that a person goes on. If a person's derech is disregarding what people feel, then it is going to be davar meguna. We'll see in one second that it's not everybody, but we'll see in a second. Let's go. V'derech se'im she'bemes ha'derech zu tiferes ha'dema atzmoi. If the person does great mitzvahs, he does great mitzvahs. Rakshe yesh chashad min ha'roya, people achay she'dei zu tiferes ha'dema. To do things that people feel are wrong, where the thing itself gives the appearance. And it's a pasuk, v'isim nikim Hashem Yisrael. There's a chiyuv to that what you're doing right should present itself as well. The koskan samut chacham shuchil Hashem near the bris le'maisa hod benar. So he's talking about the mice itself. He's not talking about dressing daffy or whatever. He's talking about the mice itself. If it appears to people as wrong, as krum, or even if it's misleading people, it's still wrong. So he's saying over here reach out to other people. If you want them to think that being that's nice to be frum and so on and so forth, you have to look normally, you have to look with it, you have to look this, you have to look that. That's not what it means. What it means is that the maisa mitzar asmo is nifchan on toifanim. Let's give a mashal. Sometimes you have like a sukkah mashal that you put up, and they in order to make it easier to put up, they have one color on the inside, one color on the outside, and you can immediately see where each board belongs by the colors and so on. So if somebody puts, so there's two ways to determine where different boards go. One is you can measure it and put it into place, but based on the measurements and what's supposed to support what. And there's also, if you've done it that way and the colors don't match up, you made a mistake. The same thing is true with the world of mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs, and they have a Shulchan Aruch Pnimi, and they also can be run through other people. And if people find it unseemly or something wrong with it, then it's suspect as not being a mitzvah. It's suspect that something's wrong in the cheshem. But if the other people are bechlal not shayach to the parsha, then their opinion does not go in being kaveya that it's an interferes. This is a very, very important criteria. It's one of the things Bala Tshuva have a hard time with. Bala Tshuva is somebody that be'etzem fived on society and rejected everything with the arguments that just because everybody does it, you don't have to do it, and what's important to do what's right, and everybody else thinks this and that. I mean, that's usually the biggest threat in Bala Tshuva, is his family, his friends, his teachers, his employer, the old thing. So he makes that break with tremendous nefesh, and he goes off and does and becomes frum. 2 years later, he's learning a mishabura, and he comes up with this halacha that people don't do. He starts doing it, and the mashkiah comes over to him, or someone else comes over and says, "You know, you really shouldn't do it. People think it's strange. They look like it. They think you're frum. They think it is that." To which I don't know if they usually if people. Verbalized it, but it's definitely unanswered question. If I would care what people think, I'd be in a t-shirt and jeans outside. I don't say something. Are we doing what's right, or are we doing what people think? Sometimes people voice it, and sometimes people just don't voice it, but they're still bothered by it. And the answer is, what other people think is a good kaveh, the marshal. If there's a question of if a doctor has a suffix, what to do with a patient, and he has a certain mahalach, but he's not sure, it's something it's a vasakana, and it's rare, and there's issues, so he runs it by another 5, 6, 7 doctors, and he gets a general sense of what everybody thinks. That's an opinion he should be miskashiv with. He is not miskashiv with them at his own risk. And it's appropriate for him to be mischashiv and to ask himself, what's there, you know, what is the general, I don't think. But and let's say the patient's family don't like it. They don't like it, not because they know anything about medicine, but some, they don't like what it sounds like. That opinion is not within the context of opinions that are valid for that Indian. Their opinion counts for nothing. But when you have people that have that idea and so on, then it makes then it's something a person is chassid with. So in the world of people that have a Shem Adam, to the Daggett, I believe so. This is where I'm holding. This is Adam, and these are the people that are shaykh to me. If they think that this is unseemly or it's strange or whatever it is, then I have a chiyuv to tiferes. I once heard a very cute mashal from Shalom Shadra many, many, many years ago. I think the end of the 60s, he was speaking in America. And he said that he spoke for Israeli soldiers, Chayalim, and he was talking about Yiddishkeit, and one of the soldiers says, Kvod Rav, I hear you, and I hear there's a lot lot of evidence for what you're saying. But there's a world around, and the person has to be part of the world. So Reb Shalom said, I'll give you a mashal. He said, let's say you land in Switzerland, and you get off the plane, and the first thing you see is a cow. And then you see another cow, and another cow, and another cow. Cows all around. So are you going to tell yourself that since everybody around is walking on foot, munching on grass, you have to shoulder through to it? The everybody that you have to shoulder through to it is only if there's been a determination that this is Adam. If in our determination this doesn't fit Tiferes Adam, there's no Tiferes Lo Min HaAdam. So, and the truth is, the Tiferes Min HaAdam, besides what we said about Chutz and Pnim, there's a certain nekuda of, I was reading recently that if you test, the more people you ask about a certain thing, the closer the answer is to the truth. I think they did with how many windows does a double-decker bus have. And the more people they ask, the average was closer to the truth. There's a certain emes within the context of the Rav Deis. Provided, understand that each one's a Deya. When you put the Deya together, you get another kav that is goes on their emes. But his point is a lot more on the Nakuda of the Chutz and the Pnim and the significance of Chutz being an important chelik of it. Okay, any questions?
Let me just mention at the beginning that there is some type of a mila or inyan of a physical yofi, even for a man. And when the Torah is Meshabech Yosef HaTzadik, that he was a Feitei and Yafei Meir. I mean, Lamais, the Gemara, which speaks about Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya, that Yavei Sani, Avi Gemiri Tzei.
Right.
That, I mean, that's always the kasha which they ask, you know, how is the Torah being Meshabech Yosef when you see that it seems to be a chisaron? How are we seeing the issue?
I think the Torah is like this. There is a tremendous nisayon in for the person who is a bal yofi. There's a tremendous nisayon to be oimid on his chutz and on the chesm of his pnim. In other words, a person that prides himself on being good looking, he's always brushing his hair, he's always whatever, you know, he's patchkinning with his beauty. He doesn't want to. You know, he doesn't want to get into something because it's going to soil his hands. On a practical level, bederechlal many times tends to hamper a person. And Rabbi Yishuv could say about himself that he have his son of Gemir Tfei, that if I would have been ugly, I would have learned more. But that's on a practical level. It's just like saying that if a person is poor, he spends more time sitting and learning. He doesn't have other distractions. It's not a shleimus, it's a practical nafkemina. But on mitzvah, the shleimus adav, if you have somebody, people, again, I can only get it from the way I hear from people, but people speak about European gedolim. Reb Chaim Moizes stands out as somebody that seemed to have incorporated all that yofi. I mean, not so much a physical yofi, obviously, it's not something you can measure on people, but it's more, Reb Chaim Moizes was always even tempered. Reb Chaim Moizes had a deep smile. Reb Chaim Moizes had infinite patience. Reb Chaim Moizes, there was something about his whole approach and attitude and person. You know, people who saw him were I'll tell you, my shver was never in a spot for anybody. Well, I never heard the extreme notes of his spilus. You know, even my shver's calls Chazdish, they were giants, but the tone of voice that he used in Sogar Chaim Moizes was as if the Malach Mechor was here. And I heard from other people who would, like, Reb Chaim Moizes was like Melech B'Yoyfei Techzena. It was something, you know, people tell the stories about Chavetz Chaim's poor apartment and so on. Reb Chaim Moizes had a very big apartment, a very nice apartment, and people don't see it as there. He was cool, everything about him was aristocratic, and everything about him was, had a lot of yofi and chaint. People were in awe. It's a shleimus. It's a tremendous nisayon that a person not be nifchav to it. It's very easy to get involved. I, you know, like a pacer, the I always wanted to have a computer company, and I was looking for a computer recently. And so the first thing is just what color? This color is $20. More so than that. Like, yes, a big deal. What might have to be the color of a computer. It's a piece of furniture that's supposed to do a job. It's not supposed to. But a person likes it. He likes it to look very sleek and modern and so on. It's a schlemus to a thing, but a lot of times it comes at the price of substance. Like, you know, just like when you buy a house, it's always freshly painted, and it always, you know, they make some cosmetic changes. So definitely, if the house is good and sound and has a lot of, everything inside is good, the nice paint, the nice finish is definitely very nice. If the finish, but the tendency is to make a nice finish to cover up for the lousy, interior.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Good job.
Good job.